Milton Felder on saxophone. Taking a look at what Barrett Holmes Pittner perceives as he looks at race relations as he has experienced them, and according to what he has read, heard about in America and Europe. He points out that America's systemic racism starts with slavery and the various slave codes. Various slave codes, whether state or federal. And with these codes, these state or federal laws were created that codified the inhumane practice of chattel slavery into law. He says that the American South was a quote-unquote slave society, not merely a society with slaves. Following the abolition of slavery, laws similar to the slave codes continued to oppress black people. Following the Civil War, these black codes had the explicit purpose of depriving newly freed black Americans of the rights they had won. Black codes varied from state to state, but their legal foundation centered on vagrancy laws that allowed for an African American to be arrested if he was unemployed or homeless. They applied to countless blacks because housing and employment opportunities for freed blacks in the South were almost non-existent after the war. Supporters of Virginia's Vagrancy Act of 1866, one of these measures, stated that it would reinstitute slavery in all but its name. Instituting racism in every way but name. Think about what you've heard us discussing when it comes to the whole issue of this, what we've been calling the school-to-prison pipeline that's been put together specifically for black people. All right, that said, I want you to hear another conversation. Actually, it's a court case that has to do with a driving issue, and I want you to hear how the judge handle this matter. By the way, you hear his accent. The person who is being heard by the judge is black. The judge himself is white.
The charge was speeding, sir. Have you been driving for 3 years?
No, I've not been driving in the U.S. for 3 years. No, but I've been driving in Africa before the U.S. So I just get my U.S. license like 6 months ago.
Oh, you celebrated by speeding.
No, I didn't see no speed sign on Harris Avenue. And that was the way from Harris to Providence Place, like towards Providence Place Mall. I didn't see no sign, so I thought that was like 30, the speed limits and something like that. But when the cop stopped me, he told me that the speed limit was 25. And then he gave me a ticket and told me that I was driving 35. Mm-hmm. So, but he wrote 38 on the ticket.
No, he wrote 35.
Oh, okay. I saw another 38 on the side. I don't know what it means, though.
Yeah. Now, you received a driver's license in Rhode Island, right?
Yes.
And you had to study the book, right?
Yes, I did.
Yeah. And then in that book, did you read that unless otherwise posted that the speed limit within the city limits is 25? You didn't read that chapter?
Yes, yes.
Oh, you read that?
I read that. But there are some other places in
I
the...
I think everyone read it.
Yeah. I read that. I read the book. That's why I get
my license. Anything.
You know, but I was with my wife and my two babies. They're over there.
Where are
you know,
they?
So I was.
Where are they? Oh, bring them up here. Come
here. You know, I was with all of them.
Get them up here.
I was with all of them, and I didn't feel like I was speeding because I was just following the cars in front of me. But when he stopped me, I just pulled over. I didn't know why he stopped me, but he told me that I was speeding.
Yeah.
But I was not very looking at my speed when I was driving.
Yeah. Were you in the car with him?
Yes, I was in the passenger seat.
Oh, did you tell him to slow down?
So this is, the judge is now speaking with the gentleman's wife, and they have two or three young children with them. I mean young. I mean like, look like, well, definitely one is an infant, and who the mother's holding in her arms. And then it looks like there's a younger child, maybe, I'm going to guess, maybe 5, 6, 7 years old standing next to the mother. So the judge is having a conversation with the family now.
Well, I didn't feel like we were, going exceeding too much over the limit.
Not too much.
No. Like
just a little.
Yeah, just a little. I didn't mean.
Oh, she.
Now we found the honest one. He wasn't looking at the odometer. She felt it.
Who else was in the car?
It just the baby.
Oh, now endangerment of a child as well.
Yeah, and he wouldn't go over the speed limit, excessively, knowing that the family was in the car.
I got it. So he endangered your wife, the mother of the child, right? And the child. Is that what he did?
No, he did not do
that.
He
did not. Okay. And who's this little guy?
This is our other son.
What's his name?
Menelik.
Hi. Look up here. Say hi. Hi. All right. Come up here. Bring him up here. I want to ask him a question. Come here. No, you stay there. You get back over there. I'm going to ask you two questions, okay?
Okay.
And you're going to say one or the other. Now, we're talking about your father, right? Now, you're going to say guilty or not guilty. What do you say?
Guilty.
Guilty. An honest boy. Shake hands. Good one. Okay, you can go back. It's official. You are guilty.
No, he didn't understand. He doesn't know what he's saying.
Well, you have a wonderful family. I'm going to give you credit for your good driving record back in Africa. Okay. Just be careful down there. And you have a very honest young man as well. Good luck to you.
Thank you so much.
All right. Goodbye.
And that's it. If the judge has the latitude to make that decision, guilty, not guilty, what do you think? Should he or she exercise that latitude and exercise some leniency when he or she determines that leniency is in order? All right, stay with us. Coming up, Dr. Sam Kleiner talking about the Flying Tigers.